calls me in the House Military Veterans Affairs Committee to order. It is 1 p.m. on Thursday, March 2nd, and we are in the Gruenberg Room in Juneau, the capital. With me, I have Representative Shaw, I have Representative Groh, I have Representative Gray, and Representative Rosher. And we do have enough for a quorum. And myself, Chair Representative Wright. Please mute your cell phones, put them on silence. It'd be greatly appreciated. I'd like to thank Lisa Denny with the Juneau LIO for moderating. And I also would like to thank Justin Hayes with the House Records for documenting today's meeting. We have two items on the agenda: House Joint Resolution 4 honoring the Alaska-Korean Partnership, and House Bill 76, pay for the Alaska State Defense Force. It is my intention to move both of these pieces of legislation today. HJR 4 is sponsored by Representative Genevieve Mina, and we previously heard it on February 28th. The committee did not receive any proposed amendments. Are there any further questions from the committee for HJR 4? Seeing none, I would ask for a motion to move this resolution forward.
Chairman Wright, I move that we report House Joint Resolution 4, Work Order 33-LSO395/A from committee with individual recommendations and attach zero fiscal note.
Thank you. And I'd like to recognize for the record that Representative Sadler is here at 102. Free for DC. House Military Veterans Affairs back to order. Next, we have back before us HB 76, which we also have heard back in February on the 28th. Before we take action on this, we would need to do an update to the title of the bill. We need to add some words to it, adding allowances. As recommended by Claire Radford, our drafter from Legislative Legal, you have Amendment A1 in front of you.
Do that. Okay, that's good. Just want to see it. Okay. I got like no one voting on. Thanks.
Therefore, I move Amendment A1, Work Order 33GH1579A.1.
Object for discussion.
Jackson. All right. excuse me. For the record, Forrest Wolf, staff to Representative Wright, or Chair Wright, excuse me. As was stated earlier, this was done at the behest of our drafter, Claire Radford, to add the words "and allowances" after the word "pay" in the title. And I do have a little bit of a comment on that. Since the bill deals with the substantive issues of pay and allowances, and there is statutory guidance and definitions for those terms, Ledge Legal advises that this amendment is needed in order for the title of the bill to properly reflect the legislation's substance. This is basically fixing and drafting oversight. No real substantive changes will be made, I guess. So, unfortunately, our drafter is not here to answer any questions for us. Go ahead.
Mr. Chair? Through the chair, Mr. Wolf, I guess it's a fair question. I might have the understanding of what I think allowances are, but if you or anybody can offer some guidance as to what we're being asked to add to the title of the bill, what I know what pay is, but I don't know what allowances are, so a definition would be great.
at the risk of answering not entirely accurately, I would say it's probably some sort of housing stipends or per diem or something along those lines. Anyway, I don't know, maybe the department has an idea here. Actually, we got up here.
Please join us and state your name for the record.
Say good afternoon. For the record, Craig Christensen, Deputy Commissioner, Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. Through the chair, Representative Sadler. So when we pay state active duty, it's paid off of the same pay scale that any active duty or military member would be paid off of. The way that scale is broken down is there's a base pay, and that would be called, that's what we consider pay. But part of an individual's pay is also allowances, which are basic allowance for subsistence and basic allowance for housing. And typically, though, your paycheck just shows you one big lump sum. But that's the difference, pay and allowances.
So to clarify through the chair, Deputy Director, Assistant Commissioner, Deputy Commissioner Christensen, get it right for the record here. That raises a question. So this is for housing. Is this addition of allowances in addition to pay, is that going to change the fiscal note? Is it going to cost the same thing?
So through the chair, Representative Sallard, it will not change the fiscal note. And in a military pay scale, it is broken down as basic allowance for housing, basic allowance for subsistence and pay. But, for all intents and purposes, we're not paying for housing. We're statutorily required to pay off the same pay scale that the military uses. So, the military is using that pay scale because they're also, reimbursing for housing costs and food costs, but we're paying off that pay scale because statutorily that is the pay scale that we're using for state active duty.
Okay. And to follow up, looking at the language of page one of the bill, lines 8 and 9 indicate that ASDF, organized militia, including ASDF, will be paid the same conditions as state officials and employees. You just said it would be for the military. Are we saying the same thing, or are we crossing wires here? Is the ASDF pay and allowances indexed to state workers, or is it indexed to active duty military or National Guard or somebody else? Military is a somewhat informal term. Yeah, page one, line 8 and 9.
Through the chair, Representative Sadler. Mm-hmm. If we were to see the entirety of this paragraph of this section of, there's a section above it, I think it's B, that talks about pay, where this section is talking about allowances. the last sentence that we're asking to be changed does address both pay and allowances. I think in reality, when this was crafted, we should have been but whoever crafted this should have been only addressing allowances in this paragraph and addressing pay in the previous. But do you know what this stands for here?
With the chair's indulgence, I wouldn't mind at ease so I can get the statute book real quick.
Are you ready?
Thank you.
Ferris, back to order.
So, Craig, for the record, Craig Christensen, Deputy Commissioner, through the chair, I'm going to defer to our Administrative Services Director, Mr. Bob Ernesty, to clarify that statute.
Yeah, for the record, Bob Ernesty, Admin Services Director, through the chair, Representative Sadler. I believe what that part of the statute is talking about when it refers to allowances is they would receive any other allowances when they're in a state active duty status, just like a state employee would receive. So an example of that would be per diem when they're in travel status.
Gotcha. So through the chair, so they would receive the same allowances as state employees who were on active duty,
correct?
Not as state employees in their day jobs.
No, as state employees when they're put into state active
duty. Yeah, that's agreed. Yeah. I would say the same thing. Good. Thank you for the clarification, Alan.
All right. Any other questions? So is this objection maintained?
I maintain my objection, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Mr. Chair, to discussion on the bill, is there a motion? There is a, I'm sorry. If there's a motion to move it out, I did have a brief comment to make, but I'm sorry, where do we stand?
He asked for additional questions.
If it is.
Okay.
So, with that objection being maintained, I would like to do a roll call from Justin Hayes.
Representative Shaw.
Yay.
Representative Carpenter. Present. Representative Grove.
Yay.
Representative Gray.
Yay.
Yes.
And Representative Rauscher, not present. And Chairman Wright.
Yay.
By a vote of 5 yays and 0 nays, Amendment A1 is adopted. The committee did not receive any other amendments to HB 76. Are there any further questions from the committee?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Not so much a question as just a statement I want to make on the record before we vote on the bill. I do support the bill. I think the ASDF is a beneficial organization to the state and to the maintenance of civil order and safety. But I do have some concerns about the extent to which ASDF may evolve into something closer to what people consider the National Guard is. So I would just want to put it on the record that my intention is that this not be the start of a process providing more pay, benefits, allowances, considerations, training, travel that might ordinarily go to members of the National Guard, Army, and Air. So ASDF has a very good organization, a very good mission, and a specific niche.
Any other questions? Seeing none, I would ask for a motion to move the bill forward.
Chairman Wright, I move that we report House Bill 76 as amended, Work Order 32-GH1579-A from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Any objections? Without objection, brief of these. Without any objections, House Bill 76 moves from House Special Committee Military Veterans Affairs with individual recommendations and an attached fiscal note. Right. That concludes today's agenda. A brief of these. Meeting back to order. That concludes all of our business for today's agenda. I'd also would like to let the record reflect that Representative Carpenter joined us at 1:16. The next meeting of the Special Military Committee on Veterans Affairs will be at 1 p.m. on Tuesday, March 7th. If there is no other business, the House and Special Committee on Military Veterans Affairs is adjourned at 1:20 p.m.